worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I'm going to change the name of this podcast to The Revolving Door.
Mm-hmm.
There's reasons for it. What's up? It's a freak accident. I'm Crisco, joined by Mickey, and Kara is here back this week after a week off. No Lazy E, though, in the house. That's what I mean. People come, people go.
This is very rare, though.
It is. This is only the second time in all of recorded history, but I've got my concerns because this has been twice within, like, a month?
Yeah.
Month or two, yeah, because he missed a couple episodes ago, too. And that was the first time.
It was only since I started coming, because
yeah.
It was twice
so
since
Kara's
I've
bad
been
luck.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, God. What?
I don't show, then Lazy doesn't show. But you guys have been steady, so that's good.
Yeah,
which is
been.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Usually I'm not.
Yeah, you've missed quite a bit over the course
I have employees of now that show up to work. It's great.
That is
what?
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Where did you find them?
You know, another business owner
2 years
over here
of
is like,
struggling. Jealous.
We could all be so lucky up in here. Jeez. So, yeah, once again, I am outnumbered on the show, but that's fine. This is the unique scenario here. But we got a good one lined up, though. Plenty to talk about, and some also show-related news thingies to get to, too. But first, I'll give you the website. It's afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, send an email to freaks@afreakaccident.com. And we're on social media, too. You can go and find us. We're very friendly.
Yeah.
We share great memes.
They are great.
The meme strength is strong with this one.
I like how you group me into we're very friendly.
Yeah, you're just, well, you have to be now. See, it's like the positivity on this half of the table.
You're smiling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, you are.
The positivity's outweighing your negativeness now.
Uh-huh.
Kara has tipped the scales on the show. You are overpowered. You are outnumbered.
What?
Yeah. Turn your lights on your headphones.
Does the battery still even work?
I don't even know.
No.
No, apparently not. Boo.
Gotta get a new battery.
Send it back. I want a refund. Brings me joy seeing you with a rainbow over your head the whole show.
I don't know if I ever saw the rainbow.
Did you taste
Maybe
the rainbow
not.
Though? So we do have a couple of things to get to here, like I said, as it relates to the show. Number one is, as I mentioned last week, the video of the bike jump has finally been posted.
Only a year later.
It wasn't a year.
Like 8 months.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Listen.
Because I was invited to come and watch that happen in person.
Oh, that's right.
And I couldn't because
I
had work.
We did invite you to that. Mm-hmm. That was like the end of last summer, 8 months.
It was a long time. I think I had work, and then I went for a
like 8 months.
No, it was like right at the end of the summer, because specifically I won the skate park in the bet, and then you guys closed up shop immediately afterwards.
Yeah, so August, September, October, November, December, January, February. So 7 months.
Aha! In your face!
Wow. Big difference.
Huge difference.
You got her.
Huge difference. A year. Pah! Closer to half a year than a year. In your face, Mickey. But the video is up, so you can see it. You know, now that I have time to do things, I've been checking things off of my to-do list one by one by one, just a red line through each item, one after the other. So that's up. You can see that. We posted it on Facebook, and it's also on our YouTube channel as well, which we're going to be endeavoring to use more of that, too.
So does that mean we're going to do the donut run this year?
I would like to. It's about time that this happened. So this is a legendary piece of a freak accident lore that we're about to let you in on here.
Okay.
This was like years ago. We talked about
some... when Ian was on the show.
Was it that long?
Yep.
Now I feel really
embarrassed. Because we were joking that I was going to open the car door and let him run into it.
All right. That's right. Wow. Okay. So this was inspired by a story that we talked about way back when. And you could probably go find it, listener. Podcast.freakaccident.com. Our whole library.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. I'm all about that. I'm all no shame over here. But some kind of a marathon where like people ate donuts and like somebody died in the marathon.
Oh my gosh.
Cardiac arrest, but they determined that it wasn't related to the donuts, but it was kind of like, how do you know?
It was related to the healthy thing they were doing, running.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that actually was what they said.
Probably.
But we had come up with, we wanted to do this skit where there's a Krispy Kreme up in Clark Summit, which is like 40 miles north of here.
No, it's not even that far.
It's not that far?
It's like 25 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's north of here. It feels like another world.
I know.
From down here in the Wyoming Valley. But there's a Krispy Kreme donut shop up there.
Yep.
And we were going to do like this run, like all of us, and I think Murderer wanted to be in on it too. We're just going to run like all through Clark Summit, end at the Krispy Kreme, shove donuts in our face, and then try and run back and see if we survive.
Yeah.
Ooh, the running back part.
It's going to be great.
I mean, the running there part.
But I wasn't going to run. I was going to drive a car and dangle a donut from the car. Because I will die if I run.
See, now you have to run. I have to see that now.
Do we train for this? How do you train for this?
Just run.
Run and then donuts. Also eat donuts.
Your face with donuts.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the best thing you can do is like wash down the donuts with some milk. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what you need on a hot day.
Ironically, drinking milk actually hydrates you.
Does it really?
When you're dehydrated.
It's actually like the most hydrating liquid or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I love milk so much.
Yeah, CPR courses and first aid courses.
Ah, how about that? All right. Well, there you go. Maybe I will chug a gallon of milk then, too, on top of doing the donut run.
Well, if you need to chug it.
Yeah, that might make you puke.
I do everything in extremes.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But maybe we will get to that now that we're checking things off our list. But yeah, bike jump video. It's up. Go check it out. It's super sweet. And Xtreme with an X.
Because
you have to spell it X because X Games and Extreme Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I was upset that the category that I filed the video under, which was extreme sports, wasn't spelled Xtreme.
Boo.
I know, right?
So lame.
Somebody's not doing their job.
Yeah, really.
But we will be redesigning our website in the coming days, so keep an eye out for shiny, sparkly newness there.
Are we getting shiny, sparkly backgrounds?
It's probably just going to be that purple halftone background that we've been using. What's so wrong with that one?
Make it
one
shiny.
Sparkly and shiny.
Find me a sparkly, shiny one then, and I'll use it.
Just like a filter to put over the one you have.
Yeah.
There you go.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
You should just download her an app that makes everything sparkly and shiny.
Oh, I'm sure there is an app for that.
And she says she's not positive. She wants sparkly, shiny stuff all over the place.
No, it's just so I don't have to pay attention to anything else.
Okay, sure.
Stare at the sparkly, shiny all day.
Ooh.
What?
By the way, the other big piece of news, which we teased last week, we had a poll running.
It's t-shirt time!
It is t-shirt time, and we are happy to finally announce, it is official, it's going to the printing press.
Yes!
The first ever piece of a freak accident apparel is now available as of this very second.
Woo!
You can go get it. There's a very simple way to do it. Just go to freakaccident.com, click on shop. You go in there and you will find the link to purchase the t-shirt. It is only $19.99 for a shirt. The standard shirt comes in purple, which is, again, the show kind of
theme color.
It also comes in black and white and in multiple sizes up to 4XL, I think. So
a shirt for everyone.
Yeah. Even our donut-related people that, you know, are really looking forward to the donut part of the donut run can find a shirt for themselves and one that will fit them. So you can go get it. $19.99. That doesn't include shipping, but I think shipping's like $3.
Oh.
It's really not like huge. So you can go get your shirt, grab one, and then real important is once you buy it, send us a picture of you wearing it so that we can share those pictures throughout the internet and brag about how awesome our listeners are for buying our shirts.
I think that's great.
Also,
worth it.
In shop, the shop page at freakaccident.com, there's also a new method for you to request free stickers, too. You just got to put your address right in the form, hit the button, and stickers will be sent to you post-haste. I mean, we're all about convenience and streamlining processes around here.
As long as you don't have control of the shipping, it'll be good.
Listen, I don't have the best track record. Fine. I've gotten better. I've made steps to improve.
Marked it off your checklist.
That's right. That's okay. Right. Another one bites the dust, Mickey. So we're good. So yeah, go get the t-shirt. I mentioned all the colors and everything. Yeah, it's pretty cool. The design, Kara, you had said that you liked it.
I do like it.
Yeah. We had talked about this, I think, last week, too. Like, we didn't want a shirt that you only wear, like, to bed. Or
you don't
like,
want, like, that freebie shirt that you get when someone's throwing it out at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, just give it to me.
Yeah, the free stuff shirt that you get at, like, merch tables, it's always garbage.
Yeah.
You know, we were hoping for something that's a little bit more the kind of thing you wouldn't be completely ashamed to wear out of your house. So, yeah, it's not just an obnoxious show logo. I mean, it is.
It is,
but it's
but not really.
Stylized.
You might consciously pick it out.
Yeah.
I would.
This could be any shirt you could buy at Hot Topic or something like that.
Sure.
You
know? Yeah.
It's just fine.
It's great.
Pretty cool. Mickey, don't roll your eyes. It's perfectly fine.
She's you really want to get grouped into Hot Topic?
Is Hot Topic not cool anymore?
No.
Was it ever cool? No, okay. So what's a cool... Spencer's Gifts? Is that a cool
store? Is that
even
open still?
Yeah, they still exist.
Wow.
Yeah, they're kind of falling off the radar, too.
Used to buy keychains there back in the day.
Oh. Keychains and coffee mugs.
And magnets.
And sex toys, apparently.
What? I know. They had a weird section.
They sell those...
For gag gifts.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what they say. It's kind of like, do you remember that old magazine, Things You Never Knew Existed? Did you ever read that? Mm-hmm. I loved that thing. It was all like gag gifts and crap like that.
No, I never saw it.
It was like Sky Mall. Like, oh. Sky Mall is mostly or was, because Sky Mall doesn't exist anymore, I don't think, do they?
No, I don't know. No idea.
I think we talked about that on the show.
Maybe.
Like, years ago. Probably around the time of the donut run thing.
Mm.
Just the number of another thing that we've forgotten about. It's fine. Everything's fine. But we're good to go for a show this week with the three of us here. Lazy E is gallivanting around with some band.
Oh,
he's becoming a total groupie.
Seriously.
Right? Where are groupies at? You should be a groupie for this podcast. That's what we need. And Kara's tired because she spent all day yelling.
I did.
And everybody heard her. So the listeners probably heard her too.
Yeah.
But we got to, there was a big, big crash, a horrific crash at the Daytona 500. With a NASCAR driver that pretty much has been making the rounds in the news.
Yeah.
Although we mentioned it before the show, and Mickey was like, I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on.
But we'll talk about it. We'll fill you in.
Great.
And the listener, in case they don't know. And I actually just saw on my way home earlier an update to this whole story, which is...
I really thought you were going to say you saw a car crash on your way home.
And I thought...
really went there, down. Yep.
These are the days of our lives.
Yeah.
We have the 10 most common nightmares that we all have, apparently. When's the last time you had a nightmare?
Pretty regularly, maybe like a week
or
two ago.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to that.
I messed up.
Okay.
A guy has planned a high school reunion, but it's fishy. There's something not quite right about this entire situation, and we'll see if anybody would be stupid enough to fall for it.
That they're planning it at all.
Yeah.
And we have a viral video of a man on an airplane that Kara has insinuated she has strong opinions on.
I do have opinions on this.
All right, I cannot wait to hear that. And if we have time, we've got something that apparently will boost your immune system, especially now with like everybody getting sick.
Sure.
Everybody I know has been sick over, like, the past 2 weeks, except me.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
We must wash our hands.
We have the bubble.
Yeah, right. But apparently this thing, it will boost your immune system, but I bet you won't do it.
Probably not.
Kara's already on the negative side of that one. We'll find out what you think on this episode of A Freak Accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are A Freak Accident.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Glad he does.
Yeah.
Because I do not.
No, I don't
And a left. And another left.
Yeah.
And they're still going left.
Unless it's like the two races a year where it's...
They go right.
Yeah, yeah. There's like two road courses, I think, where like they actually make like right and left turns, and it's like a very difficult to navigate track.
Are you talking about the French...
You're thinking of IndyCar racing. Yeah. Yeah, no. NASCAR actually has, like, there are two road tracks, I think.
I don't know.
But, like, those races are also boring as hell because they're only going at, like, normal speeds. Like, they're not going super quick through those turns because there's so many of them.
Right.
So it's kind of like, okay, now I'm just watching traffic. Like, this isn't fun. This isn't fun either. Like, there's nothing about... And that's the thing. I say all of this not having ever enjoyed NASCAR at any point in my life.
Right.
My grandfather actually raced stock cars when he was in his youth.
Wow.
But, like, I just never got into it. Like, I find it incredibly dull. I find it incredibly boring. I think the races are way too long.
You know what's weird? I don't watch it now. We did when I was a kid. My dad, you know, he watched it. We've gone to a race.
Oh, I've gone too.
Yeah, and I've been the person down in the pit with the, you know, in the motorhome or whatever, and all that kind of stuff.
the center field,
whatever that is. Yeah, we weren't allowed to look outside at certain times. My mom was like, "Just go in the thing."
Oh God, yeah,
because it gets
turned rally. In center field, which is hysterical because like all that is like nobody in center field is paying attention to the race. No. They're just all getting drunk and barbecuing, and there's debauchery and all sorts of terrible things happening.
So
in there.
I guess maybe that's the reason why we never went back. I'm not sure. Sure, but I saw this part of this race incidentally.
Yeah, yeah, and this one, this is the Daytona 500, which was just this past weekend. This was at the very end of the 62nd annual Daytona 500. We've got audio of this incident with Ryan Newman was the driver. I don't know what number his car is, but here's the clip.
Hamlin up the outside. Wow. Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
See, what bothers me is they sound so excited about it, don't they? That's the thing. I've always said, like,
isn't that the only exciting thing about NASCAR?
Well, and if you listen to this podcast, you'll know that one of our little imagers between our segments actually references that exact thing.
Of course.
That people only watch NASCAR for the car accidents because that's the only exciting part of the race. That and, like, the last, like, 20 to 25 laps,
right,
really.
Where things are really changing. Yeah. And
which, like, I actually, and I mentioned this before, I used to, way back in the day when I was, like, trying to rub two pennies together to make a dollar in radio, I took up part-time jobs running the satellite feed for the NASCAR races on the country station. You want to talk about boring.
Oh, yeah.
Races are boring enough to watch. Imagine listening to them.
Yeah.
Like you said, and they're making a left turn, and they're making another left turn.
How
and
much could they really say?
There really isn't anything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's the thing. Now, I did remember that, like, I think they're called shootouts. Those were, like, a little bit more exciting because instead of, like, 600 laps, it would be, like, 100.
Oh, okay.
And so everybody would be racing, like, really hard because, like, you wouldn't be able to take 50 laps to be, like, just leisurely be like, oh, let me just see if anybody else does anything, and I'll just leisurely work. But, like, everybody's gunning it because, like, you got to get into a good position and you got to get there quick. Those races were more exciting, and it was, like, done in 2 hours instead of five, you know, which is, like, that's a little bit more digestible. Maybe think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we've said the only reason people watch NASCAR is for the car wrecks.
Sure.
And you can tell even with the announcers there, like, oh, huge crash, up in the air and flipping around and on fire, and oh, an explosion, showers of sparks everywhere. It's like somebody just died, and you're like, yeah, look at it, all right.
And in this case, did you see how the car
was?
I mean, it was on the driver's side, basically skidding across the pavement, exploding. There's gas everywhere. Like, it was a mess.
It did fly into the air off the wall, flipped a couple times, exploded. Pieces of chunks of car flew all over the place. Multiple other cars hit it. It bounced on the roof of, like, another two cars and landed. It's like,
isn't that how Earnhardt died?
No, he died just driving, yeah, into, a driving wall, into the wall. Which, like, hard. Everybody, I'll never forget, when he died, they showed one of his wrecks in history.
Yeah.
And the car's, like, flipping through the air, like, barrel rolling a million times. Like, yeah, he survived that, but couldn't survive just, like, getting clipped in the back bumper
and
just sliding into the wall. That killed him. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, I mean, is. In this case, scary. Ryan Newman survived this wreck.
Yes.
He was sent to the hospital because they had originally said that he did not suffer any kind of fatal injuries,
right,
or any kind of life-threatening injuries, but he was hurt.
Well, I wonder.
So,
I would think so.
A lot of people were concerned, though, because, like, that's the thing. These wrecks do happen in these races, mm-hmm, but a lot of the times, the guy gets shaken up, but they just give him a new car and he goes back out.
Which is also kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That
it
you
is.
Could even, I mean,
I would think you can get CTE just like a football player if your head's toggling around like that.
Well,
in
that,
the car.
That was what killed Earnhardt, was because, like, it wasn't so much like the ferocity of the wreck, it was that his head got jostled so much,
right,
just from hitting,
gosh,
the angle that he hit the wall. It just, his head snapped forward, and I think it, like, snapped his neck or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, you could definitely get your brain rattled from something like this.
How do you not? How do you ever get used to that as a race car driver? Like, if I get rear-ended, kind of
lots of money
tapped, I'm like shaking, a nervous wreck person. I can't go on and go on. I guess money, but jeez,
I'm pretty sure that's the driving force.
Now that you're saying it, maybe.
How do the sponsorship sound? Olay would like to sponsor your race car, Kara.
In that case,
so I mean, that's the thing. I think these cars too. Like, it's not like our cars.
Yeah,
like,
would really hope not.
You get bumped in one of our cars, and, like, you feel it all the way into your soul.
Yeah.
These things are literally made of tinfoil, and they're made to, like, crumple, to, like, disseminate. It's a physics thing. Like, it disseminates the inertia.
Okay.
And it, like, absorbs the energy of the crash and, like, disperses it around the vehicle to kind of protect the driver. But okay, as a result of that, it's not, like, our cars, it's like very flimsy, you know.
Okay.
It's, there's actually not much to it, and they're really light, actually, those cars.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, they just fold up and crumple like tissue paper. But that's the thing. So, like, it's not like they have to do that, though, because, like you said, a fender bender,
yeah,
like, rattles your teeth.
Sure.
Something like this would easily turn somebody into jello.
Right.
if there wasn't, like, a specially designed way for these things to take these kinds of accidents.
Wow.
Because I guess, like, you find out that those guys out there, like, they're always, like, bumping into each other and stuff,
yeah,
like, all over the place, so.
Love tap at 130 miles an hour.
No,
yeah,
thank you.
That ain't nothing. Yeah. Wasn't there the one driver, he was, like, famous for, like, getting up in people like that, and he would, like, bump people, and then they'd spin out because at 150 miles an hour, like, the slightest little jostling sends you into the air?
Sure. I would guess so.
I mean, I'd be mad about that guy. I'd be like, hey, does his
sponsor... He has more control of his car.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that sponsor, man, is M&M's. They ain't messing around. they want to win. They are taking no prisoners. But the good news is, I mentioned the update. The number 6 car is our Ryan Newman. I mentioned the update. Just a few hours ago, he was released from the hospital.
That's good news.
And they posted a picture on Instagram of him walking with his two little girls holding his hands out of the place. So,
well, that's good.
It's good that he's all right. Glad that he's doing better.
Yeah.
But man, that wreck, like, you don't see them quite that bad that often.
Right.
No,
that was brutal. Glad he's doing well, though.
Yes.
You wouldn't race, though?
I brake when I go around a tiny bend at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
You mentioned the Indy cars. Those things go even faster than the stock cars do. And those guys are totally exposed. They're in, like, an exposed cockpit. And it's like, I don't even know how... Like, those cars get, like, you're just driving and, like, random gust of wind sends them into the air and they're flipping all over the place. It's like, God.
Yeah, that's...
Mm-mm. What is wrong with you Europeans? Like, why do you guys love this so much? It's so weird. But anyway, Ryan Newman, we're glad you're doing better. Up next, 10 common nightmares that we all have. We'll see how many the three of us share.
Is crashing in a car one of them?
We'll find out.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
It's your nightmare.
He he says a bad word in there. That's why it's like they had to edit it.
It's a good song. We're nightmare.
Yeah, it's your nightmare. But we are talking about nightmares. I don't. I mean, I know they say you dream every night. It's just a question of whether or not you remember it. I don't remember my dreams super often, and I can't even recall the last time I had a legitimate nightmare that like made me like stressed out and I woke up, you know, worried or anything like that. But I do have them. You, Kara, said you have one like every couple days.
I do. It's recurring often.
She's stressed out.
Yeah. I am. My teeth are always falling out of my mouth.
In your dreams.
Oh, well, yeah. They're here.
She just said that
She has dentures that we don't know about.
Almost no context to that statement. And I was like, hold up. Like, wait. Okay, yeah, Joe Biden.
The teeth, and they like fall out one by one, like little chiclets, and I have to like spit them out in my dream. It's terrible. That and the elevator one, where the elevator goes down, but I go up to the ceiling in the elevator.
Oh, okay.
And then like, then we come back to the floor and then again.
Go back up.
Yeah.
Then the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
From the window to the wall.
I don't know.
I'm mixing all my genres up and everything.
Sure.
Mickey, do you have nightmares often?
Years ago I did. Last like 10 years, no.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've dreamed in the last 10 years.
Well, you have.
I
mean,
I don't remember any of it.
Well, I mean, so this is a list from Amerisleep.
Oh.
Was the website that compiled this. This is a study that they did finding out what the most common nightmares are that people have. And there's a lot of similar trends, so we can probably empathize with some of these.
Mm-hmm. And find your chiclet teeth.
I'm telling you, it's on there.
Your chiclet teeth. Right?
They do look like little white chiclets.
So this was the top 10. Starting with number 10, 36% of people had a bad dream about a loved one dying.
Oh, yeah.
You have one of those, too?
I've had that before. I mean, that's not a recurring one like these other ones, but I've had that.
Okay.
And it feels real. Or like, not dying, but you get in a fight with somebody.
Oh, wait. I didn't play this before.
Oh,
sorry.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
I had to include that because he's not here.
After the a dream about a loved one dying. Great timing.
So anyway, I'm sorry. Loved one dying.
I don't even know. I've had that too. Anyway, continue. You? How about you?
Nope, not me.
No, you've never had a dream about a loved one dying? I'm trying to think if I have. I can't recall any significant dream where a loved one had passed away.
I feel like I've just been very prepared for death.
It could
so,
be.
So, like, I'm comfortable with the fact that Mickey, I know people are going to die.
Mickey lives on the edge. She's constantly surrounded by danger.
What about a dream just like you know the person isn't with you anymore? Like,
oh, you dream about somebody who has died, you mean?
Well, no.
Like just losing
you're
somebody.
You're not seeing the person die in the dream, but, like, you're walking around in the dream living your life knowing that person's not there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But no.
Okay, I was trying to.
Depending on the person, that may not be a nightmare. That may be a dream come true.
True.
Have you ever had that dream?
Number 9, 40% sex related stuff. Why is that on the nightmare list?
Maybe with somebody that you would never do it with.
Ew, gross.
Ew, yeah, that is gross.
Or like some real nasty stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Like
you're way too excited about that.
I am not excited about it at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
I would put that on the other side.
Keep on sucking.
Kara's face just
There's one thing. There's one thing that I've missed.
I think Crisco cracked her.
With Lazy E not here, I have access to the soundboard. That I don't really do anymore. I used to do the soundboard.
It's
haven't
not the
in
soundboard.
Years.
It's because there's buttons.
Yeah. I love the buttons.
Yeah.
Huh. That was terrifying.
Dude, yes. There's another one coming.
Yeah. So anyway.
Stop whining.
As we continue. I don't know. It might not. I guess it would depend if it's literally the kind of thing, though, that like you would not want to do. And it's like you're doing it in the dream. It's like, oh, God, that could be a nightmare.
Yeah, that could be a nightmare.
This one, 43% waking up late for work or just being late to work.
Mm-hmm.
It was school.
Oh, okay.
That's similar. That would be like the wake up panic at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I still have 2 hours to sleep.
Yeah, I've done that before too.
I've definitely had that dream where like you're running late, mm-hmm. and then like it's like a relief when you wake up for real, and you're like, oh, thank God, you know?
Yeah, like you said, two more hours.
I've also had the dream as it relates to work about bad things happening at work.
Yes.
Like, you've had that?
Yes.
Yeah, like jobs not being done or forgetting to do something or getting, like, you know, a really bad phone call or something like that and, like, sends you into a panic. And then, like, you wake up and, like, I have to, like, slap myself. Like, am I actually awake? Oh, thank God that wasn't real, because that would have been the worst day at work ever had that happen. How frequently does that happen?
That happens. I get it with people that are like customers. Maybe my interactions with them are bad in the dream. Like I have to tell them no about something and they are really upset about it. Mm. And I'm trying to make peace and I can't. Whatever. Mm. You know, that's, yeah.
Stubborn Karens.
Yeah. Oh, those freaking Karens.
They always want to see the manager.
They wanted to see me, and here I came, and look at, now we're fighting in my dream.
Speaking of Karens, Hello Nurse was not aware of the Karen thing. I explained that to her, like, last weekend, and now she's using it to describe, like, everybody. Like, she's like, she comes home, right? Like, she doesn't give me actual names, because that's
now
a HIPAA thing.
Karen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's like, you should have seen this Karen the doctor was dealing with today, and I'm like, wow, but she's onto it now. Number 7, missing an important event. 44% of people have shared that. So I guess like it could be like a child's birthday, maybe your anniversary. I mean, but that kind of goes hand in hand with the last thing too, like missing something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not missing the bus, you know, missing your plane to your island getaway and then having to like spend your vacation in New Jersey instead. That sounds terrible.
Oof. Yeah, really? No.
Sorry, Jersey. We're pretty popular there. Number 6, being attacked. 50% of people.
I think I've... Wait, now that you say it, I had a dream I used to have when I was younger, but it was like I dreamt in cartoon.
Okay.
And in the cartoon dream, I was being chased by like a Freddy Krueger type person.
Ah.
And I remember running through the door and like blood was dripping from the door. And
oh,
I was being
boy.
Chased by this person. And then, of course, I couldn't move fast enough.
Right.
And then my legs didn't work and I had to like crawl on my hands to get where I was going. Ooh, now I'm remembering that dream. If I have that tonight, I'm never coming back.
Ooh.
Not allowed. You signed that
contract.
You can't
have that dream. Yeah,
you're
locked
in.
Back.
I own your soul and your dreams. So.
All right, Freddie.
Nothing like making it real.
We
pinch myself right now.
You ever notice, though, that like in those kinds of dreams, you can never run fast enough, mm-mm. and you can also, like, if you're fighting somebody off,
it's very slow.
Your punches mm-hmm. are weak AF. Like, you just cannot throw. I'm glad I've been seeing like a bunch of memes and things online of people sharing like everybody else worried about this. I'm just over here wondering why I can't punch hard in my dreams. It's like, I am so glad that I am not the only one who suffers from that, because it is frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Especially, like, I know I can throw a decent punch. So in my dreams, when like it feels like I can't even lift my arms to do anything, I'm like, man, what is this? It's usually my first tip off that I'm in a dream. I'm like, I'm way stronger than this in real life. in my dreams. Anyway, feeling trapped, 52%.
No.
Never had that one?
Definitely not.
I've had dreams of, which is like another one of my phobias, and I think I've had this ever since I first saw the movie The Abyss when I was like 7 years old. Dreams about like being trapped somewhere underwater and like the water level slowly rising.
Oh, yeah, that's
creepy.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's terrifying. I've had that dream before.
Yeah, I don't think I have, but... I feel that yours sounds terrible.
Yeah. Number 4, 54% of people saying they've had nightmares about feeling lost. I suppose that could go hand in hand with my other, this one's actually a phobia that I have, which we've discussed, which mm-hmm. is floating away into space. I have had that nightmare before, and that is like one of the most irrational fears that I have.
Yeah. Because it's probably not going to happen.
Right, exactly, yeah. You know, I still want to go to space, even though that's
what?
Like... I know, it's weird, right? Because like being an astronaut was like a dream when
sure.
I was a little kid, and it's like I'd still love to go to space, but yeah, it's like one of my worst fears. Like that movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, I was like, can't see that. No way am I going to see that movie.
No, that's scary.
Where they're like skirting along the edge of the satellite and like they get the last handhold like before they float off into space. And I'm like, nope, heart attack. I only saw the trailer and I was having like palpitations. No way.
Yeah, that would be really scary.
Yeah, being lost. It's like maybe being lost and not just in space, but like in the woods too, or being lost in your car, not knowing where you're mm-hmm. going. I've had that dream before too. It's like not knowing how to get to where you're going in your car.
Right.
No.
I don't think I have.
Definitely not.
Dying, 55%.
Nope.
I mean, everybody has the dream, though, where you fall off of something and you hit the ground.
Yeah, like, wake up.
Well, I fall, but I've never hit the ground. I just am continuously falling, and that was mainly because when I was a kid, I had a futon.
Ah.
And I ended up breaking the futon into, like, a V shape, so I would stop falling off of said futon.
Mm. So you would actually fall.
I was literally rolling off
and
because there wasn't enough space.
Dreams.
Yeah.
Yep. Nikki's just walking through the park in your dream, and all of a sudden, up on the floor.
There's a ledge in the park.
Yeah, where did that come from? Manhole! I have you ever died in your dreams?
I've never died, but I've definitely like fallen and then woken up at the end or like been threatened somehow that I thought I was about to die.
Yeah.
But then always woke up.
Now, see, in my dreams, like everybody says like, oh, you fall, but you never hit the ground. I've hit the ground.
Okay.
I've been hit by cars. I've been shot, stabbed, burned.
Have terrible dreams.
I feel like
or nightmares.
I feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Right? I've been electrocuted, shot, stabbed, set on fire. You know, had something very heavy fall on me.
That's good to know, though, because now you have living proof that if you die in your dream, you don't die in real life.
Right? Yeah, I'm living
back to
right
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
I have died a million times.
I can't get away from it.
Well, guess what? You're not going to like number two because that's being chased.
Well,
63%.
There it is.
Yep.
Cartoon Freddy and his cartoon
freaking
blood were
Freddy
chasing Kara all over the place. It was all like a Looney Tunes cartoon, too. That's
like actual cartoon, yeah.
That's weird. That it could be so scary and still it's like la 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 la.
I don't think that music
was like the Smurf music.
Ooh, it was spooky. I could picture the room like now with the. There's like always like an empty bucket on the floor, like a chair in the corner. Oh, awful. Ah!
Now that is creepy now that you're saying that.
Where's your brain at? I have to tell you, like, I don't even know if I've ever really seen the Freddy Krueger movie all the way through. I don't even think I've ever really watched the whole thing in my lifetime. And yet I'm dreaming of him in cartoon. I don't know why.
So don't watch the movies.
Messed up, yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
That'll probably make it worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like, yeah.
So, well, there's that.
Number one, 65% of us dreams where you're falling. I'm surprised it's only 65%. I feel like everybody has those dreams.
Yeah.
And your teeth weren't in there.
I know.
Yeah,
very disappointing.
Nothing about teeth falling out.
Man, why? What does that mean?
You're unique. Congratulations.
I guess. It's like explode out of my mouth.
My skin's falling off now. I don't know what's going on.
It's not like you're like putting a cherry bomb in your mouth and your teeth are exploding.
No,
they're just coming out.
Just like loosening and then finally just... they just come right out.
So here's interesting. This goes into a little bit more detail on a couple of these things. For instance, the jobs where you're most likely to dream about being late.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, if you have that dream, you're most likely either a teacher, a construction worker, a food service worker... You work in retail, you're in the military, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that one.
And this last one is me. People work in finance, you know, accounting and things like that. So, I don't know. If you do any of those jobs, you're more than likely than anybody else to dream about being late.
Meh.
Have nightmares about
it. Yeah, probably makes sense.
And here's a fun little look into us and people with some of our background. If you work in broadcasting or entertainment...
Hey.
You are more likely to dream about missing a deadline and about being naked at work. I have had that dream.
I've never had a naked dream.
No.
I mean,
I've had that dream where
in that sense.
I've had that dream where like I'm at, and it was back when I was still working in radio full time. And it's like I'm walking around and I didn't realize it, but I'm naked. And then somebody points it out. And then the worst part is nobody's impressed. Not a single person I worked with was impressed at all.
They're just like, oh, look, you're naked, and just so you know.
Bummer.
Like, meeting in Ted.
Oh, God, now it's even worse. Now I'm thinking about that. Kara's got Freddy Krueger trying to kill her, and I'm naked. We got problems. Where's my therapist? Where's that number? What is the worst nightmare you've had, though? Can you remember? Because I know what mine is. It's still... I mean, yours obviously was the Freddy Krueger one.
That one's bad.
Mine was when I was a kid. I just had to adjust my microphone. So I'm like, why am I coming through so quiet? All right. When I was a kid, I had a dream that my mom was mad at me for something. and she was yelling at me. And halfway through her yelling at me, she turned into, like, this monster with all kinds of tentacles. And, like, the tentacles wrapped around me and started choking me to death. And then I woke up. And that dream, horrified me to the point where, like, I must have been screaming because, like, then she came in to check on me. And, of course, the first thing I see after having a dream about my mom is my mom. And I'm like,
Don't come near me.
Yeah. So, like, that was bad. That one still, like, I think about it and it's like, oh, man. I can still picture it. It was in my downstairs in the house that I grew up in. It was just like, that one was me. What about you, Mickey?
I really can't, like, there's nothing that's really bothered me. Like, they've all been kind of pretty easily resolved.
So, like, nothing
nightmares.
Like, really horrifying? It's just, nothing, like, inconveniences?
Really, yeah. Like, the one, like, aside from me falling off my bed constantly before I fixed that, we had a kitten. And I remember having that nightmare. The kitten was sleeping on top of me. And I was downstairs on the couch, and I was dreaming that somebody was peeing on me. And it was actually happening. The kitten was peeing on me. So that was probably, like, the worst of the nightmare.
Yeah. You're not fun. This is incredibly milquetoast, Mickey. Your dreams are boring. Your nightmares are boring.
I know.
I mean, I don't know what that means. Like, is Mickey, like, not afraid of anything?
Maybe not.
That's just Mickey. That attitude. I have a feeling, like, if Freddy Krueger showed up in her dreams, that would be her response, and he'd be like, "This isn't even fun." Yeah. I got nothing to go on.
That's exactly what would happen. Yeah. I'm gonna bring you along for the dream.
There you go. Just picture, like, see if you can lucid dream Mickey into your dream, and you'll
Freddy,
be safe.
I got a surprise for you.
It's the least enthusiastic person in all of creation. Let us know if you've had any worse dreams, though, or if you agree with the list. freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, a high school reunion that is a total scam.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
I went to our school reunion to reminisce with my old friends.
Have you guys ever been to a reunion, a class reunion?
No.
Nope.
No, me neither. Mostly because the people that I graduated with apparently can't even be bothered to put one together.
I think they did have them for my high school, but I left high school early, so I didn't really care.
Yeah. Typically they happen, what, every 10 years?
We have one coming up this year.
Oh, you do?
We're actually planning it.
Oh, wow. Kudos to those people.
It's going to be at the bowling alley.
Awesome. Oh, so you have no choice in the matter.
So you're planning it, you mean?
Somehow now, I somehow got tagged in a post, and I was just like, hey, great idea, so glad you're doing this. And then it became, hey, I made you an admin of the page, invite people, do you have any ideas? And now,
that's because you're the cool kid of the group.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
just look at this.
Do you want to be? She's on a freak accident. She ain't no cool kid. Do you want to go to your class reunion, though?
I feel like now it's probably not that bad. If I was invited to one 10 years ago, I probably would not have bothered.
Yeah.
But it's a long time, so I feel like it's time to go.
We're all just, like, we've all lost the will to live now. You know, somebody might have still been, like, you know, doing something interesting 10 years ago. Now we're just all here.
Yeah. No, I think I'm, like, literally the only one that doesn't have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Most of mine do, but not because they're married or anything. You know,
yeah, like, that's exactly what it is, though.
It's like, okay, you know, and then there's me. It's like, okay, what are we going to talk? I didn't really like most of the people I went to school with, but whatever.
It's going to be a lot of chit-chat.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of chit-chat.
Don't like chit-chat.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Well, it's going to be like the people who were in the same groups are going to still be in the same groups. Yeah. And it's like, you guys are going to get caught up, but, like, a good portion of those people I still see on Facebook, like, hang out on the regular anyway. So it's like, what are we really doing this for? Is it just so you can make fun of me some more?
Yes.
I ain't falling for that.
If you want, I'll invite you to my reunion. We can make fun of you there.
That could be at least interesting if you knew. New people. Anyway.
You should come to that reunion and pretend you were in the class and see who remembers you.
That's a great plan.
That can be an entire little episode.
Lazy
E
and I could
come
show
on.
Up. Lazy E and I can mic up. We could show up as lovers and like see who doesn't remember the two of
I'll
us.
I'll pretend I remember you.
That's
so I'm.
Great.
It's already in.
This is the ultimate prank, Mickey. You can just like follow us around with a ghost costume with a camera, and we'll pretend like
I just wear a sheet.
We'll pretend like we don't see you.
Right.
That'll be your part of it.
I think
it's like, who's this person following you in the ghost costume? What are you talking about?
I'll give you the date. Yeah. We'll mark it on the calendar.
Great, great. We're going to turn this around. Anyway, this is a screenshot that was published in from a GoFundMe. Mm. Okay. Yeah, we all love whenever somebody starts a GoFundMe for any reason whatsoever. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who's trying to put together his class reunion. He's trying to organize this thing. Mm-hmm. Except there's a catch. And he responded to some of the people questioning what he's doing because he was asking for $750,000.
Oh, woo! Wow.
This was his response. You tell me if you feel like this is a scam or not. I'm currently receiving criticism for creating a $750,000 GoFundMe to make a high school reunion essentially free for our class.
Essentially?
Right. A room at blank resort hotel blank, you know, is being redacted to, you know, change the
right
names to protect the innocent, is about $220 per night. The buffet is about $80 per person. A bottle of wine can be well over $100. A pair of good hiking boots can be well over $100.
What?
I don't know how that resort, is this like an island resort?
Maybe.
Like with like the rock climbing gig and things like that? Here, like hike through the jungle?
So, I mean, if there was like 250, 300 people in the graduating class at whatever that divides up to, that might actually make sense.
If you happen to move out of state or to a different country after you graduated, this GoFundMe can also pay for your round-trip flight and rental car. Tell me what's wrong with this. Is it because I'm allocating a 20% cut for myself? See, Mickey.
I mean, he is doing the work, though.
Mickey, I would think somebody like you would not be willing to give anybody the benefit of the doubt, but you just did, and look how quickly you were punished for that.
He's not wrong asking for 20%. That's what promoters do.
Oh,
but he's not a promoter.
Yeah, now he's a promoter. Listen, guys, listen. I'm doing this for you. I just want 20%.
It's a lot of work. If you got to book all the flights and you got to figure out the hotel stays and all the food that goes into it, that's not like an hour's worth of scheduling.
He goes on to say, I'm sure professional event coordinators have a similar method of being compensated for their time and effort for putting a huge event together. Mickey just confirmed that is true.
Well, yeah.
And you guys have no idea if I plan to donate a substantial part of that cut to charity and completely improve the lives of others.
Oh, wow. So now he's very selfless also.
Here's my
question. Now he's being salty and sarcastic.
Yeah. Also, who says that there can only be one reunion? Perhaps there are other reunions taking place over this summer that aren't publicly known to the entire class. Are you guys going to hunt them down and tell them there can only be one reunion? Please take all of this into consideration. Well, if that's the case, did anybody ask him to put together this, like, $1 million reunion in the caucuses?
How many
or
people donated
is
to it?
I don't know.
Doesn't show.
Oh, definitely people donated to it. There were definitely at least a few people that did. Come on. Think about the general public here.
Yeah.
Are people really going to? I've seen the general public has done stupid things in the past. I'll give you that. But most of the time, they could sniff something that's very obviously a scam like this.
I don't know.
It just seems weird. This is like that person who wanted people to sit through the timeshare for their wedding. This sounds a little too similar to that. Like, you know, oh, no, I'll take care of everything.
Uh-huh.
I'll book all of the events and the entertainment and the venue. Just give me $750,000. I promise. I'll do everything I'm saying.
I wonder if I can get a cut then. I'm planning a bridal shower right now.
You could, yeah.
I was just wondering if I add that in to the amount that we're paying per person, if everyone will be okay with that.
Yeah.
That's weird. No. Sorry, guy. No excuses.
So then he went on to say that apparently he's trying to find only one donor. Like, he wants to find, like, some famous YouTube person to send them $750,000 so they can have their class reunion.
Now, that sounds fishy.
Mickey, I don't like the way this sounds to begin with, because it's like, if I wanted to do any of this crap, I would pay for it myself. I don't expect anybody else in the world.
Well, yeah, you would pay for yourself to go to your reunion.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And if I'm not willing to do that, I don't expect anybody else.
Right.
Like, hey, random stranger on the internet, give money to my class reunion so that we can go and enjoy a trip to Cancun or wherever this is supposed to take place.
And then on the flip side, you could have sold the tickets to the reunion for X amount of dollars and ended up like Firefest.
Right.
Well, so it doesn't work either way.
Well, that's kind of what my point, though, is what I would suspect would happen here. He would take his $750,000, and then everybody would show up, and it's like, oh, it's in a resort that isn't built yet, and, like, you know, we all get, like, you know, cold-cut sandwiches to eat. This is perfect. Where's Steve or wherever he was with the money? And this dude just, like, bought Jeff Bezos' new house out from under him.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing's weird. I mean, if you think, start a GoFundMe then. Donate money to a freak accident for no reason at all. Just send us money. See how much we get.
$500,000 we're going for.
The bidding will begin at a cool $1 million. We will take multiple donors or one. It doesn't matter. Just send us money because we want it and that's all. Maybe we'll buy a studio.
Jeez, don't be mad at us. We're trying to make really nice sweatshirts. Yeah. They cost $400 each.
Yeah, and we need a new studio.
Yeah.
Even though if you sent us $1 million, we would probably disappear and you'd never hear from us again.
Yeah, the show is over. But
send us money because please and thank you. That's all. Good day, sir. Good day. I don't like this at all. This guy's definitely trying to rip people off. Mickey, I feel like you would fall into this plot.
Well, I'd ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. I just asked a couple, and so far I have not received any answers, so.
What did he ask?
We were asking questions about the situation. Like, how this would even work, and what's to stop him from just taking the money and running?
There is no way.
Right.
You could have a committee of...
Which, there, right, that's one question. I just asked it. There's no good answer.
Right.
I'm not donating. There it is.
Yeah, it's not. No.
This is why we don't go to the high school reunions.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Keep that crap to yourself. I don't want to go. Up next, Kara's chance to shine. The dude on the airplane punching the seat. I can't wait to hear this opinion. I've been waiting the whole show for it.
Hope it comes out the right way.
It's a freak accident. That's what she said.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
We pretend that airplane from the night sky like shooting stars.
Yeah, this lady wishes she picked any other flight after this situation.
Bad.
Now, what's interesting about this this viral video here is that, and I believe we shared it on our Twitter page. You might be able to find it if you follow us on Twitter. But if not, I'll see if we can get it posted up at freakaccident.com as well. This divided the internet.
Yeah.
Like, people were basically taking sides over this issue, which I don't quite get. But I'll save my opinion for after Kara has vented and exploded.
And I'll be the devil's advocate.
Right? Yeah, like you always do. Yeah. You just leave the advocate out of it. You can just be the devil.
Oh, okay. those are horns.
Yeah! It all comes together. This was a 32-second clip, as reported by Newsweek, that features a man seated in the very, very back seat of an airplane, just to paint a picture for you. Okay, so it's from the perspective of the woman in the seat in front of him. So he's in the very last seat all the way in the back of the plane. She's sitting right in front of him. She has reclined her seat, and he is punching the back of her seat, like, over and over and over and over and over again, like, while she's recording him do this. The video was originally posted to Twitter by someone named Wendy Williams, likely the woman who recorded it, a passenger on American Airlines flight from New Orleans to North Carolina on January 31st. Quote, "The man was angry that I had reclined my seat and punched it about 9 times hard, at which point I began videoing him and he resigned to this behavior." So, like, apparently he was punching it a bunch of times, and then we have him just, like, doing, like, little rapid fire, you know, just, like, to shake the seat.
Isn't Wendy Williams that TV show person that's, like, been...
Oh, yeah.
Causing all sorts of issues.
I don't know. It might not be the same Wendy Williams.
No, I'm sure. Right. But I think the name also is that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She further wrote that the flight attendant had reprimanded her and offered alcohol to the man behind her.
Well.
Listen, just take some booze, Jack, and shut up and enjoy the flight. But this has divided the internet. So somebody, Marina Morocco, then, like, retweeted it, and this is the one that really gained a lot of traction. She says, dude is in the last seat on the plane. His seat doesn't recline. Hers does. And she reclines. He's upset and is punching her seat incessantly. So she then records it. Mm. Who's right? Who's wrong? So, Kara.
All right.
Fire.
I'm ready. I'm going to preface this by saying, if I was in the second to last row, I personally would not recline my seat. That's what I'm going to start by saying. Number one. However, that being said, it is not this lady's fault that that guy is in that seat.
Right.
It is not her fault that the chairs recline. Blame the airline. They happen. It is. If they're not supposed to recline, they won't. It is not her fault that that is happening. He does not need to punch the chair. Look, I'm in the airplane, and if I can a little bit, I'm going to recline my seat as much as I can. Now, that person's in the back row. Maybe I go a little less on the reclining, mm-hmm. but there's nothing comfortable about flying anyway.
Right.
So you're not 100% comfortable anyway.
Right.
And okay, yeah, she reclined. Punching the seat, though, is not going to make her stop. When does that behavior ever make the person go, oh my, you know what?
You're right, man. Yeah, you
punched
totally
my seat
right.
40 times. All right, I'm going to unrecline. Like, of course that's not going to. Maybe if you say, hey, look, oh, my bad leg cramps or what? She might have just sat up. The punching is the behavior that is the worst behavior, I think, than the reclining.
All right, so Mickey's already. I can see her advocate.
Yeah, here.
I can see it in her eyes. Her cogs are turning.
How often do you fly?
A couple times a year.
Okay. What's etiquette on reclining your seat?
I usually always recline my seat.
Do you ask the person behind you first, though?
Never.
Okay. Have we talked about this on the show? Do you ask?
Always.
You do? That's very nice of you.
I've never asked.
I've never asked. I've never been asked by anybody. So that's why with you saying that that's etiquette, in all the times that I've flown, I've never had the person in front of me ask if it's okay to recline.
I've dealt with those people.
Yeah. I feel like if the seat is not supposed to recline, don't make them recline. It's not like this lady took this seat and like rigged it up in a special way to make it do something it doesn't already do.
Right. Here's my philosophy on it, and this is maybe just me. My philosophy on this is that those seats recline a grand total of like an inch and a half.
Yeah. Right.
If you're the kind of person where somebody else taking an inch and a half away from your space is like a world-ending catastrophe to the point where you're going to pitch a fit, you should probably just stay indoors and not go anywhere because you don't fit in with a society of people that are like, you know, not necessarily always thinking about you.
Yeah. Right. You can't handle that. Don't fly. Drive.
Yeah, literally, like, honest to God, the last time I was on a plane and the person in front of me reclined, you know how much I was inconvenienced?
Yeah.
Not at all. I was fine
with
it.
It's really not that much.
Right. It's like, you know, okay, so maybe you've got to like kind of lean a little bit when you're getting out of the aisle. But like if you're sitting there like, okay, your tray moves back towards you like literally an inch. It's like.
It depends on what who you're flying with. Because 10 years ago, there were seats that would go farther back than an inch. Now, I've noticed in recent years, they're only not much. And I think that was part of the issue.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I don't know if all planes have changed over to that.
And
or
I understand, like, he can't recline because he's in that back row. So, like, you know, okay, if this person reclines, I recline, the next person reclines, we all recline. Okay, now we're all the same again anyway. Right.
In my opinion, that's a design issue.
Yeah,
If you've got any seat on the plane that doesn't recline, it shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It should be all of them or none of them. And
you
that's it.
You want to be mad at anybody, be mad at the airline for the way they designed the airplane.
Right.
Don't be mad at the lady for taking advantage. She paid for a ticket. Why can't she recline her seat?
Right.
You know, she also paid. Why is your seat any more important than hers?
People were blaming him.
Well, maybe they were on Southwest.
People were blaming him,
it's
too.
It's all cattle call.
That's true. Oh, my God.
Yeah. People were blaming him, too. They're like, you can pick your seat on a plane, too, apparently. It's like, well, how do you know he had that option? Like, maybe that was the last seat that was available, and he just had to take it because he needed to be on that flight. Like, you don't know that either. I mean, I still think he's a child for pitching a fit about it in the first place.
I think you suck it up. You have to go on the airplane. Flying on the plane is not the most comfortable thing. You suck it up and you go and you do it no matter what.
You have to be willing to just bite the bullet and admit, like, hey, we're going to be in the tin can with a bunch of other humanity for the next couple hours.
I find it weird, though, that the airline hostess was yelling at her and offering him a drink. So was there stuff going on
off camera? Oh, there absolutely was.
Oh, I'm sure there had to have been.
Yeah.
Well, what do they always say, right?
So was she saying stuff to him that was making him punch the seat? Was it not just about the reclining chair?
What are they always like? How do you know, like, that there wasn't a conversation that happened prior to the video?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing, right? What do they always say? There's three sides to every story.
Yep.
One person's side, the other person's side, and the truth.
Right. Yep.
And usually the truth isn't the one that you hear, especially in these kinds of situations.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because I feel like if I'm sitting there and they recline on me, I'm in it now. You know, here's the situation. I got to deal with it. This person reclined it. I'm giving them a head massage, a neck massage. I don't know.
That's very nice of you. That's what you should do. If somebody reclines, you just reach around and like start massaging their head. Like, yeah, I figured this is why you lean back. Like, see how fast it changes. Or maybe they really like it and then you've made a new friend. See, there's no losing in that situation. You either win or you really win.
See?
You punk them out. That's the
solution.
Yeah. I mean, I hate flying in general, like, just because of situations like this. But honestly, yeah, just everybody needs to grow up.
Yeah.
You all need to deal with it. Like I said, I've never been on a plane that reclines, like, really far. It's lucky you. I have never been privy to that kind of luxury. Except, like, when Hello Nurse and I went on our honeymoon, we flew first class. And that was, like, I still don't think the seats reclined that much, though.
Yeah.
You had extra leg room, which in and of itself was great. Because it's like, oh, God, I can actually stretch my leg out completely and crack my knees. You know, that's nice.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. And they use real cutlery when they bring you your food. But, yeah, I don't know. Uh-huh. I would say, if at any point you have to resort to punching the seat of the person, it's like, dude, grow up, man.
Yeah.
Like really, I don't care how terrible that person is.
So he's inconvenienced.
For a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's
just
the end of the world.
Yeah, deal with it, man. You're going to be off that plane soon. You're going to be at your hotel, and then you can, you know, go back to hating your wife or whoever it is that is forced to share an existence with you. So, I don't know, Kara. I think that was very well presented.
Yeah, well, I tried.
You did it without yelling or getting frustrated or anything.
I know. I tried to keep all the thoughts organized. I'm going to have something that comes out later for sure, but...
Yeah, she's going to wake up from a nightmare tonight. Yeah. Like, another thing about that plane! So, what do you... I mean, I'd be more than willing to revisit this, though, if the listener has something else to say. If you've flown on a plane or you feel differently about it, by all means, weigh in. freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send an email, and we'd be happy to include that on a future discussion. But that's going to wrap up this episode.
Wow.
So, yeah, we didn't get to the last thing. I'll just dump it on you real quick. I'll say what it was. You want to boost your immunity? Eat your boogers.
No.
Would you do it to boost your immunity? To keep from being sick with all the sickness that's going around? Fine. Coronavirus? Just eat some snots.
Ew.
I'm thinking about it.
Go ahead, Mickey. Record that on video and then share it, and we can post that as our next YouTube.
Any consistency?
Yeah.
Gross.
I mean, does it matter? Do you want a crunch or would you prefer a slurper?
Ew. Oh, my God. I can't.
Guess what? I've just given Kara a new nightmare fodder.
Get over here. I'm punching you in the back of the head.
Freddy's got nothing on me, man. Enjoy your nightmares tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
So that wraps up this episode. Go get yourself a t-shirt if you like what you hear. Go to afreakaccident.com. That's the website. Click on shop on the menu bar, and you will find the link to buy the shirt. You can also submit a request right there to request free stickers, which we will send to you as well. While you're at the website, you can also click podcast to find every episode we've ever done, and you can click connect to find links to all of our different social media profiles where you can come interact with us, see our sweet memes, and just party with us throughout the week when you're not listening to the show. You can also, as I mentioned, send an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We love hearing from people. Get the shirt. Let us know what you think of the shirt when it comes in. Send your pictures back. That's the big thing. We're also going to post the link on our social media, too, just in case you don't get it. Do all that. Find us on your favorite podcatching service, Mickey. What?
Doesn't Vanderweely build planes?
He does.
We need his opinion.
Vanderweely, what's your opinion on the plane thing? We demand to know. freaks@afreakaccident.com.
You'll find out.
Yeah, right. He's building us a
jet.
A Gulfstream.
Oh, nice.
Gulfstream. Yeah, we're going to have our own private plane. So we're not going to need to
worry.
No
reclining seats? Or?
Well, only reclining seats. We're not even having seats. It's just flat.
Bed.
Like, yeah, just beds.
Straight to
day.
Bed. Yep. I like it.
But yeah, so we won't have to worry about it. We're going to be flying in class pretty soon.
It.
We ain't going to have to worry about the huddled masses cramming in a coach with all these people. We're going to, all that t-shirt money we're going to use to fund the construction of our plane.
I thought we were starting a GoFundMe.
There you go, Mickey. Get on that. Get on that, and we'll revisit this next week. But yeah, Vander Wheely, let us know what you think about the plane situation. We would like to know. But yeah, so freaksatafreakaccident.com. And then, of course, if you enjoy the show, subscribe wherever it is you listen to podcasts. Leave us a good review. Share us with your friends. That's the big thing. And we will be back next week. Lazy E, I hope we'll be back for that. Maybe Kara will be here. Maybe not. Maybe Mickey will be here. Maybe not. Maybe I won't be here. Maybe none of us will be here. We'll keep you guessing. But the only way to find out is to come back next week. And also, we will be talking about your morning habits and if your typical morning habit is normal or if you're weird. Why is she sad?
Because I know it's not going to be
You know
normal.
You're going to be weird,
yes,
aren't you? Yeah,
I can see it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you mean you're not supposed to eat your oatmeal in the shower? That's weird. I did not know this before right now. So.
Why didn't someone tell me?
Well, we will tell you next week on the show, and we hope you'll be here for it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you soon for a freak accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.